There's a new face in one of Charlotte's oldest neighborhoods. With the help of three artists, a local festival, and various community members, the image of one of the Queen City's better-known drag queens is now part of the Plaza Midwood landscape. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has a closer look.
Brandi Alexander was a legend in the Charlotte drag queen scene. She passed away in March. And if you didn't know who she was before, next time you're walking around Plaza Midwood, you'll have a chance to meet her, so to speak. She's pretty hard to miss.
I think it's very beautiful. The graphics, everything, even the little detail artwork, it just comes out at you. Her eye color, the visual from what she's looking at. It's just magnificent. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's done very beautiful work.
Eddie Tate peers up the side of 1510 Antiques and Consignments, located in the heart of Plaza Midwood on Central Avenue. He's a window washer and is in the area a lot. This is his first time seeing the mural. It's a windy day, and the sky looks like it could break into rain. Still, he had to stop and admire the work. She's got fiery red hair, piercing multicolored eyes. A gold equality sign is spread on her face like war paint. She's wearing pearls and a fur, inspired by Queen Charlotte. And there's more.
Even the earrings with the governor, see?
That's right, Brandi Alexander is donning a pair of cameo-styled earrings that have Governor Pat McCrory's face in them. The resemblance is uncanny. Her pearl necklace includes a transgender-friendly bathroom charm attached to it, which is a figure with one half wearing a dress, the other half not. In place of a bracelet, there's a handcuff with broken chains. Instead of a royal scepter with a crown or jewel on top of it, hers has the Hand of Justice, which looks wet with gold paint that she presumably just used to decorate her face with. The symbolism in the piece in light of HB2 cannot be ignored. Nick Napolitano is one of the three artists who worked on the mural. He sees the painting as something more than an aesthetically pleasing piece of art. It's a conversation starter.
Well, I hope it can be a meeting ground for every community. Charlotte shouldn't be an exclusive place, and it should attract all kinds. And hopefully this can be a positive reflection of people who seem like they're underrepresented.
The idea, he says, is to continue this project. He'd love to see murals of Charlotte's drag queens in different neighborhoods to keep the conversation of LGBT issues going. The plans are still in the works, but he sees NODA, Charlotte's arts district, as a natural place to do a future mural. And it's working, as far as Eddie Tate is concerned. Before he walked by, he didn't know who Brandi Alexander was, or that she was a drag queen. And when I told him, it took him a second to take it in.
Oh, okay.
But then he looked up and admired the mural again.
This says a lot about her, you know. I'm wondering what she's thinking as she's looking out, you know. It's like she's in deep thought of something. That's a great mural.
And that's the whole point of this piece, for people to stop, look up, and have a conversation. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.